Hi, welcome to another edition of the PCRF podcast. My name is Dave Page, and I'm a paramedic instructor with Inver Hills Community College. I'm here with
Marshall Washick, paramedic with Health East Medical Transportation in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And I'm Keith Wesley, the medical director for Health East Medical Transportation here in St. Paul.
So we're going to talk a little bit about carbon footprinting, and it's, I think, wolf in sheep's clothing. Sometimes people read over these studies and they think, what's the big deal? But I think that these guys are on to something, and in the interest of being green, let's be green for a little bit. So Ian Blanchard and Lawrence Brown, part of the North American EMS Emissions Study Group, just published a paper called Carbon Footprinting of North American Emergency Medical Services Systems. It came out in Pre-Hospital Emergency Care and just in January. So a very timely release here, and hopefully we can do it some service. It's really nice to see a former, a current PCRF board member and also former GEMS research review column author on this paper. And Lawrence was not available to actually come and be part of this podcast, but we wish him well down in Australia. So essentially what they did was look at 15 diverse North American EMS systems with more than 550,000 combined annual responses, and they tried to figure out what our carbon footprint would be. So there was a diverse type of ambulance services, both in the United States and in Canada. It was self-reported. They tried to keep track of their fuel usage, and also just that was their tier one kind of. They split it into different tiers. So some of the energy usage is just directly from the emissions of vehicles, but also some of it is incidental emissions, like when we order supplies from a manufacturer and it gets shipped across the world. Then that also uses up some carbon, has a carbon footprint. So there's various tiers to this, and it was not a comparative study in any way. It's more of a descriptive study. And to be honest, when I look at numbers of carbon emissions, I couldn't tell you what's normal or what's not, or what's expected or what's not. So I think the highlights of this are that at least somebody's looking at it, first of all. And second of all, that diesel fuel consumption was a major, major part. Now, they included some helicopter air medical services, so they have some jet and aviation fuel usages, as well as some things like natural gas and heating fuel that get used to just heat the fire station or the ambulance station where we store our vehicles. So some of that is included in this study, but the obvious key emission here is diesel fuel. So they conclude EMS operations produce substantial carbon emissions, primarily from vehicle-related fuel consumption. The 75th percentiles of our data suggest 106.5 pounds of CO2 emissions per unit response. The other thing I thought was interesting is they did this. They tried to split this up into a per citizen or per person within the population kind of a percentage, and so they you know, where you have rural areas that are spread out, and there are fewer people in those areas, then they divide it up by those numbers versus urban areas where they're using more CO2 or have a bigger carbon footprint and they're more people to serve. What do you guys think? Totally wasted breath? Are we barking up the wrong tree? We're immune to the going green issue?
Well, Dave, I gotta say I have a little bit of passion for this because it's about time we start, looking at ourselves and our what we do and how it affects the environment and our environmental impact. what was I going to say? The one thing that the authors discuss in their discussion kind of they say is self-serving, or EMS has a self-serving interest in carbon footprinting or being environmentally conscious, and that, you know, global warming is going to, you know, increase disasters, weather-related disasters and heat emergencies, and therefore, you know, we're going to be responding more calls, et cetera, et cetera. Overall, I guess it really, this study really made me think about the grand scheme of things. The way that they break this down, tier one through tier four, is that tier one carbon footprinting is the actual energy consumption. Tier two incorporates purchased energy, so like heating fuel, electricity, other fossil fuels, etc. Tier three and tier four actually get into the supply chain and the overall life cycle of the carbon footprint. Well, if you look in the back of an ambulance and you see how much plastic is in the back of an ambulance,
yeah,
I have to imagine that even though
in the waste we generate,
right, absolutely, yeah, and sure. And in the grand scheme of things, I mean, they estimated that there's 46 million or almost 47 million pounds of CO emitted in these groups, but they also report that if you were to incorporate all the EMS systems in the country, it's anywhere from 600 to 1.6 million metric tons of CO being emitted. Well, that's just based on the tier one and tier two measurements. But if you start incorporating tier three and tier four and all the plastics and petroleum products and, you know, the amount of energies that's required to ship these things and produce them.
Sure.
I mean, it's got to be hundreds of millions of metric tons.
Sure. And we use a BVM just because, well, we ventilated someone once or twice and then we're going to throw all that plastic away. And what's that going to do to our environment? That's a great point. I think well taken. Dr. Wesley over there, I think, is sitting there with a calculator thinking, what, you want to make me stop driving my Dodge Charger with the big engine so you can respond to emergencies? Or
how do you know it's not a hybrid Dodge Charger?
I didn't know that, but I somehow know you. It's not a hybrid.
It's not. You know, I'm as heavy-footed as you are. Well, listen, I agree. I mean, I think it's time that we become green. I wish, though, that the authors had placed this into some degree of context. They're presenting a subject which is, frankly, quite foreign, totally foreign to the usual readers of pre-hospital emergency care. And so maybe a little primer, more discussion on where this fits in the grand scheme of things. And I hope that someone corrects my math, but I actually went to the government website, to the EPA website, and looked at what was the carbon emissions from the United States in 2008, because that's when we have the last data. And the total of commercial, residential, industrial, and transportation sectors, which is what they measured for 2008, was 6,000 million metric tons. 6,000 times a million. 6,000 million metric tons. And this study shows that these 15 services, which, you know, quite varied in their capability in what they do, and clearly the aviation ones have a bigger carbon footprint because avgas puts out a higher amount of direct emissions, but has lower geographic input because you're spreading it over a bigger area. And you're flying over a lot of rural area, and so a lower per capita, and so I guess that's greener. I don't know. Poop in the woods doesn't smell as bad as poop in the house. I don't know. But anyway, so their guesstimate is that the range of these 15 services and the average service in the United States is going to put out anywhere from between 600,000 and 1.6 million. So let's just take the average and call it 1 million, that the average EMS service in the United States puts out 1 million. All right, so
metric tons.
1 million metric tons.
Yeah.
Compared to the total U.S. volume of 6,000 million metric tons. So that's 1/100th of a percent. So how many EMS services are there in the country? I don't know.
Yeah.
10,000?
I don't know.
100,000? I don't think anyone really knows. Maybe let's say it's 10,000. So that means that the total emissions from EMS is 1%.
Yeah.
Of the United States emissions. So, you know, I think we have to look at it in context and go, all right, this is important. But since clearly across the board in all of these, 75% of their emissions came from the burning of fossil fuels. And, you know, Marshall and I had a discussion about, you know, should we be greener and recycling and da-da-da-da and reusing. We talked about why don't we use reusable circuits on our ventilators. Well, yeah. Of course, no one wants to breathe off with our recent monitors, and I won't name the maker, they sent us rectal/esophageal temperature probes. Reusable. and the medics, of course, all want to know
which one do you use first, the rectal, and then how do you clean it?
Right, and then how do you clean it? There's some evidence out there that says that the cleaning of these reusable items actually has a bigger carbon footprint than if we just can figure out better ways to recycle these petrochemical products that we use. But so I agree that clearly the biggest area of emissions is in our use of diesel fuel. And that actually led Marshall to think about the practical implications of if we're going to make a reduction in our emissions, our greatest ability is going to be let's reduce how much fuel we burn. So who is that most likely to affect?
Well, if you look at the percentiles, the 90th percentile, their emission rate is almost 270 pounds of CO2 per response. Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's the fire service sending a rescue truck, an engine with a paramedic on it, maybe a pumper or two, who knows. But you know, you see those fire trucks roll out of the station, you see that big, huge puff of black smoke, and that's all carbon.
Oh, I don't know. That, you know
I can
what?
See the cards and letters coming in now.
Oh, I'll tell you, Marshall, I got to take issue with the characterization there because, you know what, they sit and they park their vehicles in a well-enclosed area and they turn them off, whereas your ambulances drive around aimlessly seeking the Jack Stout version of the next deployment that will work for them. Well, so who's driving around
study.
Burning fossil fuels with no real evidence to say that that actually improves patient care?
Well, maybe that's the next study for this. But they didn't describe that any of these services use system status management and constantly moving around. So
yeah, it seemed like they did have a variety of different approaches. So they were really trying to be inclusive of different styles.
But I think that Marshall's a presumption it has to be accurate in that the carbon emissions of a ladder engine truck responding to a call is significantly greater than a Category 3 ambulance.
Okay, I'll buy that. I just think we're not immune. And before we start pointing fingers at our friends and brethren, we need to be careful about let's clean our house first.
Well, right, Dave. And, you know, the systems that run system status management and they're driving ambulances in circles all day round or all day long, I'll give it to you. You know, they're going to pump out a lot of carbon emissions. But if you look at it per response, I can't imagine that, you know, a Type 3 ambulance, you know, 40, 350 or whatever Chevy diesel motor is going to pump out 270 pounds of
I don't know.
I think that's why this is a great study.
Have helped us out more by being, but maybe that was, you know, tilting at the windmills we don't want to tilt at. But I think Marshall actually had a better response, and that is maybe we don't need to be sending out as many ambulances, period.
That's a good point.
Maybe for our low acuity patients, we send out a paramedic in a Chevy Volt.
Okay.
Why
all
not?
Right, then.
Why not?
Checks out the patient, and if the patient doesn't even need an ambulance,
like
right?
A fascinating study for you guys to do. And then when you get sued for not sending the ambulance to the cardiac arrest that really needed it, that Chevy Volt will come in real handy. No, I think that's a good idea. Great, great points. Very nice paper. And obviously, their second paper. So if you have an interest, they've actually produced the initial feasibility study. I'm looking forward to seeing what else they can produce. And I'm also thinking maybe it's time to be greener. So thanks for tuning in.